This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Last Friday, Passover began. For our Jewish friends, this is the celebration of their release from slavery in Egypt, with Moses leading the way. Well, it was on Passover that Jesus entered Jerusalem. On that young donkey. He and his disciples had been traveling in the region, and they had stopped off just before getting to Jerusalem at Bethphage and Bethany. And this is, as you remember, where their good friends, Mary and Martha, and their brother Lazarus lived. So they probably stopped off for lunch, right? Just to take a breather before going into Jerusalem. And he sent ahead two disciples and told them to find a colt that had never been ridden and bring that colt back to him, and they did. And that would begin then his entry into Jerusalem. And the people of that day would have been very aware of the phrase about bringing this unridden colt to him, because in the book in the Old Testament, in the Hebrew scripture from Zechariah, it said in a prophecy, an oracle, someday a person will come into town humble and riding on a donkey, claiming authority in all Israel. And so word had gotten out, and they must have felt excited, but it was kind of eerie at the same time, and they were incredulous that could this really be the Messiah that they had been hearing about all their lives. And so they began to gather, and they rallied around, and remember, because it was Passover, there would be thousands and thousands and thousands of people in the city of Jerusalem, in the city of Jerusalem. And when they rallied, they were waving their arms and saying, Hosanna. And what this really means, the translation in Greek, is save us. I'm going to talk a little bit more about why they would be saying that and how we don't need to water it down by just a praise shout. It really means save us. So Jesus gets off the donkey, and he goes into the temple. This is after the parade, and he looks around, and it's already late. And then he goes back to Bethany, probably back to the home of Mary and Martha and Lazarus, where he would go. They were his close, close friends. Probably spent the night. So there's three images here that are worth exploring that I hope will be our guides for this Holy Week. It's beginning today. And the first image is of the palms that you see everywhere. I hope you all got one. We'll make sure you get one if you didn't in a minute. The second one is of this donkey that had never been ridden. You know, why was that important? This donkey that had never been ridden. And the third image is of Jesus riding right into the midst of Jerusalem in this chaotic time of Passover with people and everybody running all over. So those are the three images. So to start with, in exploring these images, I'd like it to be kind of experiential, if you're willing to go there with me. So if you don't have a palm, I have several up here. Anybody need one? Everybody got a palm? You guys over here need a palm? You're so, with your rapt attention. You need palms? All right, make sure you got one. They were in the back, so you came in the side and didn't get it. Is that enough? Need more? All right. Anybody else? No, you all got one. Okay. You'll be waving them in a minute. All right, would you take some over for the band? You can get them from the altar. All right, so now I'm going to go down here because I really want you to get this image. I'm going to take a big one. All right, so turn in your seat if you need to, and pretend that you're there in this parade scene, right? And you're lining the streets, and Jesus is going to be coming down the street. So you're all looking at the pathway. And when you raise your palms, go ahead and raise them up high. I'm going to say a prayer that is being said around the world this morning. And so we are joining in this prayer with people celebrating this day in churches everywhere. And when I say the Lord be with you, your response is going to be, and also with you. And then I'm going to say, let us give thanks to the Lord our God, like we do at communion. And you say, it is right to give him thanks and praise. All right, so let's try that. The Lord be with you. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to praise you, Almighty God, for the acts of love by which you have redeemed us through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. On this day, he entered the holy city of Jerusalem in triumph and was proclaimed as King of Kings by those who spread their garments and branches of palm along his way. Let these branches be for us signs of his victory, and grant that we who bear them in his name may ever hail him as our king and follow him in the way that leads to eternal life, who lives and reigns in glory with you and the Holy Spirit now and forever. Amen. And then we say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Yeah, you can put your arms down. So that's the palms, and I'll give you another little idea about how we'll use this image in a second. So that's the first image, the palm. The second image is this image of the donkey that had never been ridden. A donkey that had never been ridden. To me, this donkey represents not only what it would have represented in ancient days, this humility and this peace, but this unridden journey. In other words, it's something brand new, something that hadn't been tried in Jerusalem. And I have a little story, a little legend that might help us understand what a shock this would be for these people to see Jesus riding in on a donkey. It goes like this. A king from Estonia wanted to wage war on Finland. He sent his four sons out all over the country to gather arms and forces. The youngest son was sent to the cities in the north with the official call to arms from the king. Along the way to the first city, he encounters a cast of characters that teach him all the gory details of war, how horrible it really is. By the time he reaches the first city, he wants nothing of it and is ready to be rid of his war horse and his armor, and so he sheds them. He chooses not to follow his father's request to read the proclamation of the king in the city. Instead, he dresses up like a peasant, and riding on a donkey, he goes to the border of Finland. And to everyone he meets from this new country, he gives a greeting of peace. And he makes a life for himself as a farmer. The king is never able to gather the army he needs, and war is never waged. Instead, peace prevails. So maybe the fact that this donkey hadn't been ridden before can give us a little bit of a symbol of how every single time we go in our hearts to Christ, it's new. Never been ridden. In quite the same way, you'll take that ride on that particular day or in that particular moment. It's brand new in Christ, always, moving us into greater and greater awareness. So those are the first two images, the palm and this young donkey. And thirdly, Jesus is riding right into the heart of Jerusalem. This is the center of all the commerce, of all the tradespeople. There's animals running around and children running around, and certainly the authorities who were out to get him were there. They were there. There's thousands of people, as I said, and it's important to know that the social system of the day was called the domination system, and it existed for thousands of years up until just a few hundred years ago, really, and it had three factors. The first was political oppression. The wealthy and the powerful had all the wealth and all the powerful. And the poor people, the middle-class people, had no votes. They had no say-so whatsoever. No freedom, really. So there was political oppression and persecution and crucifixions going on. Next, there was economic exploitation. These same powerful people would rule over them by cheating them, by extortion and by slavery. And so it was really this chaotic situation. And lastly, it was a theocracy. And what that means is that the king said he was God, and you had to bow down to that king. That is the situation in Jerusalem? And Jesus was probably afraid. He probably was. He was completely human. And what does he do? He gets on something that would make major notice, riding on a donkey, and he comes right into the heart of it. Cast out the fear. Right into the heart of the chaos is this Jesus in peace. In peace. And they knew him, and he didn't care, and he did it anyway. So if we are willing, these three images now can guide our Holy Week and beyond. So I'd like you to take the palm home, and I'd like you to put it somewhere where you'll see it all the time. And every time you see it, I'd like you to be reminded of Christ entering a peaceful place or creating a peaceful place deep within you that is new and fresh, a new way to journey. Take the image of that lowly donkey and carry that a little bit further, that unridden donkey. Christ is waiting to do something in you that he's not going to do in anybody else on the planet. You're all unique. And we all will be expressions of that light in ways that are unimaginable. A life in touch with the earth, of caring for creation. A new way to journey. A life lived for love. And finally, this image of God as man, love incarnate, coming into the very heart of this time, this day, this city, this community, into your workplace, into your home, into your relationships, this day, to follow in the way of forgiveness and love. So we have to ask ourselves, do we yield to that kind of powerful peace? Do we yield to the Lord in our lives without knowing the way? Are we willing to say yes and just ask and then buckle in? Let us pray. Oh God, open our hearts to your love as we journey through this Holy Week. Help us remember how lonely we can be when we think we can do everything all by ourselves. How we need you. How we need one another. How we need your resurrection power in every moment of our lives. Amen.